Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Welcome to the Sell or Die podcast. We're your hosts, Jeffrey
and Jen Gittimer.
I'm the author of The Little Red Book of Selling and 15 other best-selling books and the creator of the Seven-Figure Sales Formula Program. I grew up in Philadelphia, sold in New York City, but was smart enough to move to Charlotte, North Carolina.
And I'm the author of Sales in the New York Minute and creator of Breakthrough Business Babe Community. Fun fact, I'm obsessed with our dogs and consider them humans. If you have a dog, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sell or Die is for sales professionals, salespeople, sales managers, entrepreneurs, and business owners who want to sell more at full price, earn loyalty, and have an unlimited stream of referrals.
Every single episode is going to give you real-world, easy-to-implement solutions so that you can get your calls returned, your proposals read and acted on, all while creating relationships that you can take all the way to the bank.
It's time to sell or die.
I want you to think back to the time when you were in high school or college, and the teacher gave you an assignment, and you decided that you weren't going to do the assignment in the early afternoon when you got home from school, and then you decided you were going to do something later on at night, and then all of a sudden, it wasn't done. And then you got up at 6 o'clock in the morning and tried to do a half-assed job of getting it done, and you get to school, and the teacher gave you a U for being unprepared. Now, you had plenty of time to do it. You just chose not to.
I remember I used to pull all-nighters all the time.
Right, but that was for an exam.
Or a project.
That gave you a grade. Mm-hmm. And the exam all-nighter, that's a whole other subject because you didn't keep up all year long.
Right.
Okay. Now, fast forward to now you have your business cards printed, and now you're in the same kind of situation. You have projects that are due, proposals that are due, reports that are due to your boss, and presentations that are due to your customers. And maybe you're relying on other people, like marketing didn't get the slide deck done or some bullshit like that. But the bottom line was, you were not prepared. And it never ceases to amaze me. I've given 2,500 talks. People introduce me. They read my piece of paper. How many times do you think they're reading the paper for the very first time and they mispronounce something?
Oh, my God.
All the time.
Yeah.
And it shows me what kind of a person it is. They're unprepared.
I see it all the time from anyone, from all levels. So, like... You've had many people cold call you because you submit right. your name for some ebook or something, and then the company follows up. And how many times do you say, hey, did you Google me?
No.
And then you talk to their boss, and you're like, why didn't your person Google me? Bad training. Yeah. But really what it means is they're showing up to that cold call unprepared. And part of it, I think, is that they're not even expecting you to be on the other line. They're not expecting you to answer.
Right.
And then when you do answer... They don't even know how to talk to you because they haven't done their homework.
Totally crazy. So I'm challenging you diehards that it's respect. You're showing no respect for that customer by showing up unprepared, by fumbling with your stuff or not having the right background, understanding them or... You know, you sit down, in the old days, you could say, tell me a little bit about your business. You walk into a sales call right now and say, tell me a little bit about your business. I'm going to throw you through the door, not out.
Oh, man.
It's an insult. You have to walk in. And to me, being prepared is not just having all your shit together. It's having an idea or having some knowledge about what the circumstances are in the marketplace so you can be of some kind of value.
Well, you go into detail about that in the New Normal course.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So wait, I think there is a new normal around this that we should talk about. It used to be that you walked into someone's door. If you walked in unprepared, it was obvious. Now, you don't walk into someone's door. You get on a face-to-face Zoom meeting with them.
Right.
And so what I have seen happen is the person trying to sell me something. This is quite funny, actually. They don't think I can see their screen because I physically can't see their screen. But I can see their eyes.
Yeah.
And I can see that I've said something that they're like, oh, shit, let me Google that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, let me look that up. Oh, wait, is that on her website? And if that's you, like you're scrambling when you're on the call, dude, it's too late if you're already on the call.
Right. So let's look at your level of commitment to your job.
Or to yourself, or to your customers,
yeah,
or to your future.
If it's your company, then I feel really sorry for you. But if you're an employee of a company and you're a salesperson, and you're trying to skate by with the least amount of shit, you have to the least amount of work possible, and still make your number, whatever that is, you have to put yourself in the position of, will my boss or my company be proud of me for doing this, number one? What will the customer say about the service that they got? And how am I going to get a referral from this? How am I going to earn a referral based on my performance? Because your boss is telling you, ask for referrals when you make a sale, correct?
If you're thinking long term and you're thinking, where does the sale get you in 6 months from now, in a year from now, in 5 years from now, in 10 years from now, you prepare a whole different way than if you're thinking, I need the sale. And that's all you're thinking about.
But you're also maybe looking at this, when you say something like 5 years and 10 years, nobody works for somebody for 10 years now. They start their own company, they get another job, something happens. But
you keep those relationships, hopefully,
totally,
for a lifetime. And so if you go to another job, those relationships are still part of what you've created. And hopefully you actually like the people and want to stay in touch. But you never know. I mean, they could become future customers at your next job. They can become future referrals. They can... I hired one of my customers at my former job. She still works there, okay? So you never know what relationships can turn into.
The challenge that you have is your thinking is short term. And you're thinking that I can get by with this, or I can wing it, or I can skate by. And it's dangerous thinking because you're always going to be in a deficit position. You're always going to be scrambling to be able to get your own shit together. And it's not going to work because customers are smarter now than they've ever been before. And they can feel it. They see if you're ready or you're not ready.
So I'm going to give you a personal example.
Please do, Jen.
When Hal Elrod came on our show.
Yep.
And if you haven't listened to that episode, please go find that episode.
Yeah.
It's all about the Miracle Morning. And he did two back-to-back episodes. But when he came on our show, I committed to doing a 30-day Miracle Morning Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized within, I don't know, the first week, and by the way, if you're not familiar with the Miracle Morning, it's like the best morning routine on the planet. You wake up, it's a guided morning routine. You know the six things you need to do or however many things you need to do in the morning to set your day up for success. And what I realized was the only way I could have a successful morning routine is if I had a successful evening routine, meaning I needed to prepare the night before in order to have a really good morning the next morning. And I knew that that routine in the morning would set my entire day up for success, but I couldn't make it happen if I didn't prepare the night before. And what did preparation look like? It looked like just total brain dump, get everything out of my head that was going on in there, organize task lists, figure out exactly what I need to do to have a successful day. Maybe go to sleep earlier, put out my workout clothes, get my water ready. There were various things I would need to do to create a successful morning routine, but they didn't begin in the morning. If I tried to scramble to do them in the morning, and I think that's your word, scramble,
yep,
I would literally be scrambled. And I needed to do them the evening before. So if you feel like you're waking up and you're scrambled, the question you need to ask yourself is, what are you doing the night before that's setting yourself up for success the next day?
So I'm going to give you two things, and then we're going to get out of here. Get ready, get set, go. Get ready, get set, go. Okay, so you get ready the night before. so that when you wake up in the morning, you can get set. You can't get ready and get set at the same time. That's impossible. And you have to look at this from the perspective of you're going out to help somebody. You're going out to convey your product or purvey your product to them. You hope they buy it. But in the final analysis, half of it just has to do with you. How good was your message? How did I perceive your value? What was the worth of your conversation with them? Or were you just trying to make your quota?
Ooh.
So.
I had a really cheesy joke.
Oh, let's hear it, Jen.
Well, earlier you were telling me
Wait, should I stop you if I've heard it? No. Go ahead.
Earlier you were saying.
Stop.
Earlier you were saying how on your 9:59 a.m. Facebooks, one day you talked about being scrambled in the morning. And how, what'd you say? Like, when you think of scrambled, a lot of people think of eggs.
Right.
And I thought, oh, I like my eggs over easy.
Yeah,
and
hysterical.
I thought, like,
hold on while I get a Kleenex. I can hardly stop laughing. I'm crying.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so the other part that I want to talk about before I say goodbye to you is the Scouts motto of be prepared. I'm sorry, the Scouts motto. Now they call it Scouts because they have girls in them. Anyway, the challenge that
Out the girls were just as important.
Right, but they have Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. They don't have to sleep in the same tent when they're seven.
What? They don't. Do they?
I have no idea.
I hope not. That's okay. Gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
the Scouts motto.
Yeah, is be prepared. You hold your fingers up, your three fingers up, and you say...
Were you a scout?
Yeah.
Wow, really? You slept outside in a tent?
Yeah.
On the ground?
Yeah.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
There were aunts and no uncles.
Were there bears?
No, there was no bears. Anyway,
you slept outside?
I slept outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, guys. I just had to... You learn something new about your husband every day.
So if you want to take something to heart here, you guys, and I really hope you do, because it's been a hallmark of mine forever... I'm ready. I'm prepared. My dad's statement to me always was, son, do your homework. And that was way after I dropped out of college. And you're in the same boat. And if you're looking to be able to get to that next level, which everyone wants to get to, you want to get to the President's Club or the Tesla level, whatever it is that you're looking for in your life, be prepared. Be ready. Show up ready. So that your mindset can be helping other people win so that they will buy from you. And that's my message for the day.
Until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. And I'm reminding you, get out there and sell something with your preparation, even if your ass falls off.
You really were a scout?
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to Sell or Die. We hope that this episode has helped you transform the way you think, given you new ideas, and provided you a new perspective on the sales and business challenges that you face every day, so you can get out there and win the customer all the way to the bank.
If you enjoyed this episode, please take a second to rate and review. Each review helps us help more people just like you make a difference in this world. Don't forget to take a screenshot, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag us at Jeffrey Gittimer and at Jen Gittimer.
See you next week.